Smokey Robinson and the Miracles on Boomtown Richmond. Timeless rock and roll, pop and soul, plus the best Motown in town. Happy hump day, everybody. I'm Michael in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. We have just found out not too long ago that we are going to be the official radio station for the next big event here at the Regency Mall. And I have the executive director right now of Live Red's Foundation, Michael Harlow, is on the line with me. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
How are you today?
Doing great. How about you?
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I am a little bit of a runner. I like to stay fit and exercise, and you guys do some great events for kids. Plus, by racing, kids are also giving back to the community. So let's get right into it. We got a big event coming up here at the Regency Mall called the Regency Mile. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so I'll back up real quick, and since you mentioned kind of the heart behind our events, we put on a variety of different youth events. These are running events, swim run events, triathlons, fitness events. And all of the proceeds from these events go to the free fitness programs that we put on in Richmond's underserved communities. And all these fitness programs, we want to teach these kids that we work with how to enjoy a life of fitness, but we are also teaching them essential life skills that will help them achieve the success that they're looking for in life. And so our events are all fundraisers for the core of what we do at the Live Red Foundation. And so you were alluding to the Regency Mile. Regency Mile is an event that we started or took over last year. It used to be the Short Pump Mile. When we took it over, we moved it to Regency and it renamed it the Regency Mile. Mm-hmm. It is Richmond's largest largest timed youth run in the city. And so in years past, we've had 1,300 kids come out and participate. Wow. We have a bunch of small feats per age group. And they compete over a mile distance, and it's just a ton of fun. It's a ton of celebration of fitness in our Richmond area.
That's so great. You're doing great work by giving back to these underserved communities. And I want to talk a little bit about the time that we live in now, because there have been some changes. So how have you adapted due to COVID-19?
Yeah, it's certainly been a challenging time, and you know, with a lot of races, they've had to cancel. We've had the fortune of with our kids races, which are typically smaller races for the most part, we've been able to successfully put on three different races this summer, one during phase two and two during phase three. And we've had to do it with a lot of creativity. So we do several things to eliminate group gatherings, to keep sizes small. So we'll only have a limited amount of participants and a limited amount of spectators allowed on at the race site for a certain time. They'll have a window to come to participate in their race and then leave. We don't do things like packet pickup that would have a lot of people kind of convene to one location. We don't do the typical group warm-ups that we typically do. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have any big vendors present, so no one's congregating around tents. We're not having awards at the race site on the day of. Instead, we are having awards once the results are announced the following day, and you will, each age group will have a specific time. So we're just going to have 10 people show up and come up for their award at a specific time at a specific location. And we're starting all of the racers one at a time. So instead of a mass start, we're having one at a time. So when you show up, you go to a cone, you wait in line, and you go and complete course at your designated time with a gap between the person in front of you and the person behind you. So just some creativity. It's not the norm. It's not what we our traditional way of doing things, but I see it as a challenge, and the main thing is to keep kids active and keep them out there having fun and enjoying fitness, and so that's what we're able to do.
Absolutely. Talking with Michael Harlow, the executive director of the Live Red Foundation. You can check out all the information at livered.org. The big event is here at the Regency Square Mall. It happens on September 27th, and people can just go and sign up now. How long does signups go till, Michael?
So we have signups opening through the 25th, and then we close it to get the groups in line, get your starting position on the 26th. So you have to. That is unique about this year. Is in the past, you could register up to the day before at our packet pickup, but because we're not doing a formal packet pickup, you need to register by the 25th.
Okay, absolutely. And I also see school participation, too. So if maybe you have some kids in virtual school this year, I guess everybody's going virtually now, how can the schools participate?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned that. So a big piece of this event is we give a lot of the proceeds back to local areas' PE departments. And we do that based on how many participants they have from their school. And so even if they are not, so we have a virtual option as well this year. And even if they just participate in the virtual option and don't actually come out to the race site day of, they can still earn points for their school. So the top five schools with the most participants will earn a prize. So first place gets $600, second place gets $500, third place gets $400. Fourth place gets $300, fifth place gets $200. Wow. And then any school who's not in that top five but that has 25 participants to take part in the event will get $100. So we end up giving away a lot of money back to the schools through this process, and it's really exciting to us.
That's awesome. Michael Harlow, the executive director of the Live Red Foundation. Check out all the information. Again, it is a little different this year due to COVID-19. They're taking all of the necessary precautions that need to be taken, but the kids are still able to get outside and run a little bit. Did you want to share anything else with Boomtown this morning, Michael?
Yeah, I really just appreciate you guys being part of it, supporting this wonderful event. I just want to emphasize again that this is a great event to get your kids active. A lot of options, from doing it virtually at home to coming out and doing it safely on site. And everything is to go back and support these programs and support these local PE departments. And so you're not only racing for yourself, but you're racing for a cause.
That's great. You guys are doing great work. Thank you so much. I'm excited for the event. I've got the kids. We're going to sign them up for it for sure. And I love to run, so this is so great. And the stuff you're doing for all these underserved neighborhoods, too, is really great. Michael Harlow, thank you so much. Again, check it out at livered.org. Michael, have a great day.
Hey, you too, Michael. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. That's Michael Harlow. Again, it's livered.org. That big event is coming up.